We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar out today helping his mom out in the hospital. Send him all your love. Right now, though, we are talking about bad first impressions. We've all had an experience, whether it be yourself or someone else in your life. And we are in the season where people are meeting families. You know, you have that pressure. We've been dating for a few months. Am I going to meet your family? Am I not?
And there's so much pressure on it, too.
Of course.
It's like, that's so important for me. I think everyone in this, we've talked about that. Like, having your family like your significant other, it's like we're all family people.
So call and text right now, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487 on the text line, or call in. Let us know about your terrible, awkward, weird, funny first impression stories. DJ Majestic.
Yeah.
Has been seeing a very nice lady for
she's
a while.
Nice. She's great.
Jamie, she's awesome. Whoa, we say her name all the time. Well, we did now.
Like, I guess know we
shouted her out once during a mega mix.
She's
or
a great
during
girl.
A mini mix. Yeah. Anyways, she went back to the East Coast with you. And I know we talked about it before we left for Thanksgiving that she was going to meet, you know, family, friends, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So what happened?
Yeah, that was a big deal for me because I don't take like girls that I'm dating back to meet the family and mm-hmm. friends. So this was a side of her that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
We went to New York over Thanksgiving break, and we went out the first night to a bar, and one of my friends met up who I haven't seen in about a year just to say what's up. We were excited to see each other, but he just got off of work, right? And it makes it funnier because he's a police officer. So we just got off of work.
Was he in uniform?
He wasn't in uniform. Okay. Yeah, he wasn't in uniform at the time. But at this point, you know, her and I went to a few bars before that, so we're already pretty tipsy.
Your pregame
yeah.
was strong.
Mm-hmm. But he came in sober, right? And as soon as he walked in, like, she started screaming, shot, shot, shot. So she was already on it, right? Which is cool. But then after that, it got a little out of hand. They were doing karaoke at that bar. It's karaoke night. And of course, I got up to sing because I love karaoke. But he wasn't in karaoke mode.
Yeah, you so got to have a few drinks for some
you
people.
You do. So he was just there to say, what's up? She's pushing him towards
oh,
the microphone.
Shit. Like overly aggressive. Like, you know she means well.
Yes.
But like, it's just
but
too
But she
much.
Was like hitting him, like almost assaulting him.
Mommy
she
got tipsy, baby.
She went up to the DJ booth because it was a girl DJ that night. And she knew my friend was single. She's trying to hook up my friend with the DJ. So at that point, like, she starts screaming, you're whack, because he doesn't want to sing yet.
She was heckling him?
She was heckling him
without wasted.
without him even singing. Aww. So it just got pretty messy. She ended up spilling a drink on him, and he had to leave because he had work the next morning. So as he's leaving, I'm like, yo, chill, he's got to go to work. She's like screaming, you're whack. And then 5 minutes after he left, he just texts me. He's like, yo, I understand she was drunk, but she don't know me like that. And I was like, yikes. But she apologized later after I brought it up to her, and she was super sorry. It was the vodka. I don't think she mixes well with vodka, but it was a bad first impression
It's just the nerves, too. I mean, listen, if I owe people apologies for the rest of my life for a lot of the first impressions I've had because of, you know, not eating enough, having a few drinks, you know, feeling that pressure to want to be like the life of the party.
Yeah.
Coming up in a little, we're taking your calls right now first. And text 877-971-4487. Let us know your worst, funniest, I guess most
awkward
first impressions.
Drunk, yeah.
when my brother and I, we met my girlfriend's family together because we were all living in Atlanta, and it was Thanksgiving of 2 years ago.
I know where this is going because I know you and your brother.
And, yeah, that's right. And their dinner was later in the day. My family's dinner is usually earlier in the day, so like we didn't eat until maybe 6 o'clock. And the bar across the street from my house, this dive bar in Atlanta, Elbow Room, that'll basically tell you all. They have darts, they have a pool, and they got a lot of booze. And you drink out of paper cups when you get a shot.
That's
yes.
So we got a little too boozed up before Thanksgiving. He ended up falling down the stairs of the bar onto his face. And so he looked like he just got in a bar fight. And I, at this point, was like, we can't cancel, man. Like, we told Jessica's family, we are coming to Thanksgiving. We are going to Thanksgiving. I'm like, you're going to rub some dirt on that bloody face. We're going to get up there terrible idea. We took an Uber to her house. That, also, when you Uber to someone's Thanksgiving, they're like, oh, who dropped you off? I'm like, oh, Uber? They're like, oh, boy. That's gonna be. She was concerned. She's like, did you guys Uber here? I'm like, yo. So we get there, and he looks like he's in a bar fight. We're completely, both of us are intoxicated. And we're in the South. We're in the rural Georgia South. And last thing you want to do is talk politics at anyone's family party. You don't know anyone's political leanings. Man. And about halfway through the night, I'm sitting there, and my brother's talking to like an older gentleman. And all of a sudden, I hear him go, you got to be kidding me, man. You think our response in Puerto Rico was adequate? And I look over. Hearing that statement, whether your opinions are, you know, at this point, it doesn't matter. I look over. He looks like he was in a bar fight arguing politics with an old man. And I'm babe, we're going to run. She's like, that time. You barely ate. So, Chelsea, you had an awkward first impression.
Yeah, it's what I'm not proud of because I don't like to think of myself as like a dramatic person. And also, I feel like I usually make a pretty good impression, you know. But
you're confident about
it. I traveled across the world. I went to Australia to meet my ex-boyfriend's friends and family for the first time. We were together for a year and a half. So, there's a lot of pressure on it. Mm-hmm. I was definitely really nervous, jet lag. And as we're like, headed to this like beer garden where we were gonna meet them, he's like, oh shoot, and he's like, my ex-girlfriend's gonna be there.
Oh god, no.
And like, she was still friends with his group of friends, and so instantly I'm like, really, come on. Like, I already feel this like stress of meeting the friends. Is this girl coming?
That is a very come on, man.
Yeah,
like, right, really? See, come on.
Yeah, so we show up, and like, you know, his friends like aren't really the most welcoming because they're still friends with her, and so I am all of a sudden have this moment of like, I'm on the other side of the world with these people that aren't really that welcoming and sweet, and I feel so uncomfortable. So I just started drinking. That's what I did. Not proud of it. And at one moment, like, I see them, like him and his ex-girlfriend talking, and he's not being very, like, he's not really being a good host. Like, he's not introducing me to everyone like I felt like he should. And so I have sort of this dramatic, like, I'm gonna go off and like, I need to just be alone. And I get emotional, and then like, he comes after me, and we basically have this like fight, and it's not like in front of everyone, but everyone knows what's going on, you know. Yeah. And so
they're
then,
like, check out over there, old drama queen.
And I'm like, and then we come back, and everyone's kind of quiet, and like, you know, and I ended up like getting sick that night, and it was just one of those moments that I was like, that wasn't my best self, but also like, I blame the situation and the reason why we're not together, you know, it was toxic.
Classic first impression. Let's go to the phones. So bad. Cordelia from Los Angeles, tell us about that first impression.
So I was dating this Mexican guy, right, for like 3-4 months. And so he decided he's going to take me to meet his family. So we stopped at one of his sisters first. And, you know, he introduced us. And she goes, oh, she's black.
Oh, my gosh. Was it like a positive or negative
way? Yeah,
was
she like excited? Like, yeah!
I guess it was positive, you know, because we became good friends after that. But, you know, it was just a friend. It was like, oh, she's black. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't notice. I'm like, well, didn't you tell him I was black? He's like, yes, I did. I don't know, you know, what's wrong.
See, I've always...
It was awkward at first, but, you know...
When I was in college, I was dating a Puerto Rican girl, and she was like a little on the darker side. And she goes, make sure you tell your family I'm black. And I was like, I feel like that's awkward. I'm like, I'm just going to tell them your name is Melanie. How about that?
I just love you guys.
Thank you. Love you too.
Thank you. Bye. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.